gift from you. The world is turning in its place because you made it too. I lift my voice, sing a song of praise. On this good
need
day,
money? You've come to the wrong place. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. 7 minutes after the hour, Jack Stockwell, Dr. Jack, is here. Board-certified NUCA specialist, which means he's a chiropractor with good hands. Which, if you're going to go see a chiropractor, you better find one who's got good hands. He also got a good wife. That's handy for a chiropractor or for anybody. If you want to be married, got to take care of those 14 kids in Salt Lake City. There you go.
Yeah.
Well, you're not that far off.
Nah, listen, I know what's going on. So, anyway, Jack is here as he normally is. We spend this time on the Good Day program talking about health, fitness, well-being things. For those of you who are listening on the holiday and are not used to the Good Day program Monday through Friday, you can listen to it if you'd like online at DougSteffen.com. Anytime we're live until 10 Eastern every weekday. And you can download all kinds of great stuff by going to the listen box at DougSteffen.com. Jack is here with Heather and Jennifer and Richie and me to at least first try to figure out how you get people who don't want to go to be helped health-wise to go. I just got off the phone with Georgette, and you heard me talking about this yesterday. Well, I wasn't here yesterday, but earlier today. And Richie did talk a little about it on the air about Edgar, who in many ways was my best friend. He had the uncanny ability to help so many people but would not be helped himself. Georgette and I were just talking about him going to the doctor seven, 8 years ago to get a physical. And he was angry about going for a year afterwards. And I had him go to my local chiropractor here to get adjustments because his shoulder and everything was bothering him. And he would tell me how it was worse after he came. And after he went for 3-4 months, he stopped. And he didn't let me forget that either. He was a funny bugger when it came to health stuff. Even though he looked like,
he looked great.
And you would not have told, even the day before he died, I could tell that something wasn't right. Or it was a couple, 3-4 weeks, actually, that something wasn't right. And, you know, we talk about he's sleepy and taking a nap, but he never took naps. And he didn't really eat. What he ate was good quality stuff. He followed pretty much a vegetarian diet except for the bowl of ice cream he had every night. And during the day, he would not eat a lot of stuff. He had a routine about coffee. He'd 5:30, quarter or six, he'd have go down to the Cumberland Farms and get a big thing of coffee. And he'd have that. And he'd nurse various things snack wise and otherwise through the day. But he was 65, Jack, and died in his sleep last night before last. And so I think there's a way. This sounds a little ghoulish, but it's not meant to be. When you look at somebody, I haven't done a lot of this, and I'm happy to have told you. Like Richie walked in and found his father dead in his office.
Mm-hmm.
When I saw Tony, I remember back to my father. I don't think I saw my mother dead. I'm thinking of other people that I've known, been close to, that I don't remember actually them being dead. I think my father was the first one that I really ever touched and was around. And I didn't do it. Well, Tony knew that I wanted to see him again, so she took me to see him. And it was the most uncanny experience because he was cold. They just took him out of the refrigerator.
Right.
And it was just bizarre. And so when I went with Georgette, sent the police down yesterday morning to get me, and I went up there seeing him dead in his bed, it was just...
surrealistic.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And
they're there, but they're not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's just his body.
Well, whatever the real essence of who and what they were that comprised their experiences and their knowledge and their presence, unique presence that they represented, in a flash departed.
So,
and wherever it is they go, it's not here. It's not in the body anymore.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's part of the phenomena of our mortal existence on this planet. And as a result, just as we have that first breath of life at the moment of our birth, we go out with that last breath of life. Yeah. And, you know, it's I remember reading this poem once about a new what was going through a newborn's mind before it started, as it started the travail of birth into the birth canal.
Yeah.
And its last thought was, is there life after birth?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and ever since, as it explodes into this different dimension from whence it came, I suspect there might be that thought in our mind as we depart this life. Is there the real meeting of the transition?
Yeah, I said, you know, interesting you say that. I said to Meredith last night, I wonder what his last thought was as he went to sleep on Monday night. Because that, you know, I mean, he...
That was a good pull of Eastley Farm ice cream.
Yeah, I hope so.
I'm glad I added those grapes.
Yeah. There was not... I think when people die in pain, their face shows it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is that the sense
like, well, that is. Yeah. I've attended the you know, with along with the hospice people, some very close patients of mine who were riddled with cancer, and with them at the last few moments, and they're holding their breath in those, because the morphine no longer works.
Yeah.
And they're kind of holding their breath just like it's a countdown for that release, and you can see in their eyes this tumultuous tension building because they're trying to not cry from the pain, yet there's this exultant expression at the moment when that last breath takes place. So,
yeah,
unless you're familiar with it, unless you've been through it a few times with a few people, I remember the first time I ever saw a corpse was when I was working in the hospital during my undergrad work.
Yeah.
And there was a fellow who had been killed on a motorcycle, a young boy. And it was just very strange to see this lifeless, unresponding form of a human who was barely 18, 19 years old.
Yeah.
So the takeaway here, and you know how we can help people, is Edgar apparently was walking and dying at the same time for maybe days. There was something going on there that he... ignored.
Well, he didn't want to...
And was able to hide it.
Yeah.
Well, apparently he ignored it for some time because he refused further care he could have received.
Let's talk about those signs. I mean, Doug mentioned that, you know, he had to take a nap. He never took a nap.
But he told Georgette, if I'd have known this, I would have dragged him. I don't care whether he resisted or not. I would have taken him to the emergency room. He, on Sunday... was complaining and through Monday morning about a pain in his neck and his throat and his arm, and he did not tell me that.
And his arm. Yeah, as soon as you hear that.
Good God.
So, Jack, let's go through this. I mean, we hear this all the time, but go through it again. Signs of a heart attack are?
Well, there will be the major one is the crushing chest pain where it feels like an elephant is
sitting
on your chest.
My sense was he didn't have that because I would have... I mean, he wouldn't have been able to...
Well, there'll be a shortness of breath, breaking out in sweat.
Yeah.
The radiating pain that goes into the arm. Now, there's two kinds of pain.
The left arm.
It's the left arm, and if you stand with your hand, the palm forward, facing away from you, if the pain is tracking on the outside of the arm towards the thumb, that is definitely the heart. If the pain is tracking from the armpit down to your little pinky, it's probably some kind of nerve root problem in the neck. Now, most people don't have the time to make that distinguishing characteristic.
Ken says, like pulling your own teeth.
Sure, and a lot of people will run off to the emergency room because they have a pain in the left arm, but it's nothing more than some compression of maybe C5, C6, C7 nerve roots.
But you should still go.
Yeah. But, yeah, if you've got some pain, and if you get the shortness of breath where you're struggling and you can't get, it seems like you can't get enough air.
See, he did not have that.
Yeah, he didn't have that. Did he have the sweating, the cold sweat? Did he have a feel of pressure in the chest?
No.
Numbness and tingling in the left arm?
No. What he had was a feeling of indigestion.
Well, that's enough. That's true.
Right.
That's another one.
Right, yeah.
That's a very, and because the pain, the pericardial sac that surrounds the heart is so loaded with nerve endings that it can radiate pain in a lot of different directions.
Yeah.
And this feeling of indigestion, of not necessarily heartburn, but there's just, you feel like there's, boy, what did I eat to cause that kind of a problem? That's a very early sign.
Yeah. But you can't change who people are. And he was a guy who's, you know, when he first came here, he slept in the barn. For years, he never owned a house. He would live in the woods with a tent. And when he first came here, he took a bath in the water trough the cows drink from. I mean, this is the kind of guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Was.
And, well, it sounds like he wasn't on his own top 40 list of human beings.
But he didn't. He's just funny. He's funny about authority. That's why, I mean, we were such kindred spirits in the authority business, but we weren't when it came to taking care of ourselves. We were only a month apart. He was a month older than I, and he refused to think that he couldn't take care of himself. And you know, it's just that's. But how. You make your own rules, and you live and die by how you live.
He went out on his terms.
Absolutely.
So that's fine.
And any time you start giving advice to someone who didn't ask for it, even in the case of someone you love, it's just criticism.
Right.
And they'll take it as being criticized, and they will put up a wall and further reject anything else you have to say.
You get nothing.
And I have a feeling Edgar's sitting there right now going, okay, this is what happened. This is how it worked.
Yeah.
I'm fine with it.
Exactly. Yep. He's still helping. Anyway, Jack, I wanted to run that by you. Jack Stockwell's website is jackstockwell.com. Such wonderful information you will not find collectively anywhere else. He's one of the model human beings when it comes to helping people with their health. Jack Stockwell on Good Day at 19 after the hour.
Most of the time, I brought it on myself, but who could resist the perfect burger? I promised my tummy, never again. My tummy replied, embarrassing. Then I found Digestive Advantage. It's a supplement.
Shift Digestive Advantage dual-action formulas immediately begin to target your digestive needs.
My tummy liked that.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
My tummy loved that.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage, with formulas for gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support.
Old Navy Funovations Inc. presents a summer sale like none other. All new summer styles at clearance prices. Sung by megastar Jordan Knight.
Fresh summer styles, super small prices.
Deals like new shorts, $12 for adults, $7 for kids, and famous graphic tees, just $5 for the whole family.
You're such a great shopper, girl.
Get all new styles at clearance prices, now through Sunday.
See you at Old Navy. Come.
Select styles only in store on belts and second per week.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free, with new Shift Move Free Ultra.
Jimmy Bond. Today's Gold Bond rescue mission, working down a sweat. I'm on a construction site with Jack.
Hey, how you doing?
It's another hot day, and as always, he's in work boots.
After sweating in these for 12 hours, man, my feet itch.
That's why I'm giving Jack Gold Bond foot powder. The Max Strength Cooling Menthol controls odor, absorbs moisture, and relieves itching.
Wow, that's some serious cooling.
And how about those dogs? Dry and comfortable?
Extremely. Thanks, Jimmy.
Thank Gold Bond.
This stuff works.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today?
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried. And uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at terraganix.com. Spelled TERAGANIX.com. Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Independence Day, 2012, July 4th. Doug Steffens, good day. Way to, if you're waking up, rising and shining, because it's that time of day for you. Swell, it's later in the day. How can we make your day better? We can celebrate not only by cooking out and getting everybody together, thinking about what's cool in our country. We can also maybe have actually a birthday. My Uncle Sam, David Mayo, who is more of an influence on me than probably any other man as a kid growing up on the farm, his birthday was July 4th, 1904. So today would have been his 98th birthday.
Cool.
He died 22 years ago on his 76th, close to his 76th birthday, I think. Ralph Johnson, the drummer for Earth, Wind, and Fire, celebrates his 61st birthday today. So happy birthday to him. I don't know too much more. I mean, we all know Earth, Wind, and Fire is cool.
The best drummer I've ever seen in concert, and I saw John Bonham from Led Zeppelin.
Really?
This guy is the most amazing thing I've ever seen hold a pair of drumsticks.
There you go.
It's amazing.
Better than Buddy Rich?
Yeah, that's a tough one.
You ever seen Buddy Rich?
More of it. Probably not a better drummer, but definitely a better showman.
Geraldo Rivera, speaking of showmen, is 69 today.
Is he? He looks pretty young.
69
wow.
Today.
Mustache.
John Waite. And there's a heart that's from the Babies.
Yep.
I like it. Down this
long distance. Missing You is his big single song. Missing You.
This guy's had a good career.
Yeah, he's 66. I'm sorry, 60 today. Kirk Pengilly, is that how you pronounce his name? From In Excess? Is that it? Guitarist for this group.
This concert?
For today.
These guys are right up there with you two. And
really?
Same style music, same style show. Very, very good show.
Mr. Pengilly, born this day 1958, plays the sax as well as the guitar.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Just Keep Walking, The One Thing, Original Sin, Melting in the Sun. Yeah. There you go. Devil Inside. Matt Malley, bass player for Counting Crows.
Another good concert.
49 today.
That's my favorite Counting Crows song.
You like this? Mr. Jones?
Yeah.
Yeah? All right. Andy Cregan.
Oops. Hold on a minute. I got to do this.
Cregan.
Andy Cregan, right.
Cregan.
I got to get over to our
keyboardist
favorites.
With the Bare Naked Ladies. If I had a million dollars, I'd do a treat for it. I don't know, this sounds a pretty good song.
It's a great song.
Yeah.
How do I not know this song? It's a happy song.
Yep.
What's this called?
If I Had $1 Million.
Weird.
Yeah.
All right,
you guys,
big
you know what? Nobody, there's an old expression about your derriere. Everybody likes a little of that, but not a smart one.
I got a blue and red and Adidas bag and a humongous band.
This is good. I like this. I'm not familiar with Bare Naked Ladies at all.
That's fun.
Yeah.
Guess I should tell them that I like the Rand Rand. This is me and Great Man.
So this is a fun time.
No, they're a lot of fun.
Yeah. So Cregan is 41 today. William Goldsmith, drummer for the Foo Fighters.
This guy is, I just saw them at Jazz Fest. Never really had a great interest in seeing them. The best concert I've seen in the last 5 years. It's pure energy.
Yeah.
They were built, these guys were made to be rock and rollers.
Made to be rock and rollers.
Absolutely.
There you go. All right, so we say happy birthday to Mr. Goldsmith. Also, Pam Shriver, who is the Grand Slam doubles winner in 1984 against Martina Navratilova.
Never saw her.
She won seven Australian Opens, four French Opens, five Wimbledon championships.
Yeah, but what's she done lately?
Not much. Resting on her laurels. Born in the state 1962. Happy birthday.
It's time for 4th of July travel. So right now at Sears Auto Center, save $35 on our road trip ready package that includes an alignment, conventional oil change, tire rotation, and air filter. And save on all tires, including a buy three, get one free deal on qualifying Goodyear tires. Stop by Sears Auto Center or visit SearsAuto.com for more offers and coupons. This is the way to roll into summer. This is Sears Auto Center. Most vehicles package regularly $137.97. Free tire of equal or lesser value, N77. Shop fees and exclusions apply. See store for details.
Today's Gold Bond rescue mission, itching for a birdie.
I'm on the 10th green with Sam.
Hey.
And right now, he's sweating a tricky downhill putt from 9 feet out.
That's tricky because I'm all sticky and itchy.
That's why I'm giving Sam the powder with the power, Gold Bond Body Powder. The encapsulated menthol protects skin, absorbs moisture, and relieves itching.
Now, if I miss, it's all on me.
Relax. Gold Bond keeps you cool under pressure.
Thanks, Jimmy.
Thank Gold Bond.
It's the worst.
Save more of your money when you stay at America's Best Value Inn and spend more of your time doing the things you love. With over 1,000 hotels in North America, we've got you covered with free internet, continental breakfast, and hundreds of instant rewards with our Value Club. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com. With value right in our name, you know you're getting a great deal!
My car's a sauna. What's with this air conditioning?
You need an AC Pro.
Know any?
Yeah, you.
You got me confused with somebody else.
You're a pro with new do-it-yourself AC Pro, the 10-minute cold air solution.
But I...
You know where to find the hood?
That thing up front?
Exactly. AC Pro's easy, fast, and saves you money. You'll have your car's AC blowing cold air in minutes, guaranteed.
I did it. It's like a freezer in here.
Be a pro with new AC Pro. The 10-minute cold air.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Attention business owners and individuals who owe the IRS. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call Certified Tax now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals who specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. We won't waste your time. Instead, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. And you can become a client right now. We've settled millions of dollars in tax issues for a fraction of the cost. Find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking at your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. We know the tax laws, and we act fast. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. 1-800-685-9751. Remember, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. That's guaranteed. Call Certified Tax at 800-685-9751. That's 800-685-9751. Again, 800-685-9751.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Not too much travel today. The travel was yesterday, and we'll be again on Sunday and Monday. Brendan's coming here for the...
I was wondering. I was going to try and call him today, actually.
Yeah, you should. He'll be here on... he's coming Saturday, actually. They spend 3 or 4 days. And so we were talking last night about getting here, and... Now that he's on his own dime, he's very, very frugal.
It's funny how that happens.
So weird, isn't it?
Guess he's coming by mule.
No, but he's traveling at odd hours, shall we say.
Yeah.
Anyway. I'm glad he's coming to be with you, though, Doug.
Yeah,
he's definitely thinking about that. Edgar were great together. Great pals.
It helps to have the girlfriend now, huh?
Mine?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You have somebody around.
Yeah. Exactly. And they're very supportive of that. They're very, because neither of them have met Meredith, so.
Oh, so this will be a first meeting. That's kind of interesting.
Yeah.
For Brendan. Yeah. Obviously, Meredith had met Edgar.
Absolutely. And as a matter of fact, they kind of started off sort of fast. Edgar's, you could tell right away, when Heather, you first met Edgar, and I'm trying to remember, because I don't usually introduce, Edgar would be there and everybody would sort of, okay, everybody knew who Edgar was.
Mm-hmm.
So, do you remember when you first met him? Because Heather's very involved in the farm.
Edgar and Georgette, it was one of those occasions where, you know, when you meet people for the very first time and the instant you see them, it's just like you've known them for a million years.
Right.
And finally, you're here, you know, and it was just really tender embrace with both of them. I love them both.
So Georgette called me about a half hour ago. We were trying to figure out what time to have the party for Edgar on Sunday. And I said, well, by the time everybody gets here, we probably ought to do 2 or 3. And she said, well, that'll interfere with the calves being fed.
Mm-hmm.
So we better do it earlier.
So cute. So,
and here's what I was thinking yesterday. I mean, obviously, you guys have had a tough time of it up on the farm there the last couple of years and trying to get through all this stuff and save the farm and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, right.
Edgar was that farm.
Yeah, he sure was.
So now what?
That's a good question, Richie.
why don't you do a fundraiser in his honor?
It's not about the fund. It's about getting people who...
It'd be kind of nice if you had a memorial or something for him on the farm. That'd be kind of cool.
Well, we actually do have one. We established one yesterday.
Good.
The cabin, he lived in a log cabin up on top of the hill on the other side of... actually, the same side of the road that Heather's on, opposite where the farm is. And he's up on the top of the hill in this cabin, which is what he... I mean, it looks... When you walk into it, you... Or even walk up to it. He was somebody who didn't know him. Thought he was. They saw the cabin. They thought he was the
Grizzly Adams.
Huh? Wasn't Grizzly Adams? No, they thought he was the bomber, the Unabomber.
Oh, the Unabomber.
It looks like the Unabomber's place. Wire fencing all around it. Anyway, there's this big, huge rock right next to the house. So I looked at the rock and I looked at Georgette. I said, "Okay, we're having our first party right now." I went down to the barn and I got two cans of spray paint.
You spray painted that rock?
I didn't. I had everybody. We brought everybody who was up there at the time up to the rock, and everybody took a different. We used cursive on one and leave it to me. I said the first we put Edgar on both sides of the rock in block letters on one side and cursive on the other, and I said, "Do this in cursive." And Georgette didn't know what I meant. She was putting the first letter down. And I said, "You do it the round. Make the letters round." So she did the first, the E, and I did the D. And my D doesn't look as good in cursive as the D in the block letters do. But we spray painted this big rock, massive Edgar on both sides. And as it turns out, that side of the road is going to get developed. And they're going to put 30 condos up there. But I know who's developing it. I'm going to tell them to leave that rock right where it is. And I think I can convince him to do that. He was the rock. He was.
So is Edgar going to be buried on the farm?
Edgar's.
Or ashes.
His ashes are. Yeah. Be with his dog on the other side. Yeah, I think all the kids will probably have some of his ashes, and Georgette will obviously want to keep some. But his dog Sage is buried on the other side, on my side of the road, on the Eastley side, in a. Really pretty. You talk about Grizzly Adams setting. It's a top of a knoll with an old broken down tree and rocks all around it. And it was a perfect setting, actually, for Sage. Sage is a wonderful dog. Again, you go through all of these remembrances. And those of you who are good at imagery, maybe you can, if you have any... What the heck was that?
I know, right?
My fire alarm here in the building.
Here we go. Yeah.
Michael, anyway. Go check that out. Make sure we don't need to run for the hills.
Yeah. So the first image that I remember, Edgar and I used to do everything together. It was just the two of us for a long time before the farm, before I became successful on the radio and therefore could make the farm more successful. Whether big is successful, I guess, remains to be seen. Anyway, so we would, I'd go mow the hay and Edgar would rake it and we'd bale it together. He'd be on the wagon and I'd be on the baler. And Sage would come with us, and Sage would follow. We'd go around and around in the fields, and Sage would follow the tractor and the trailer. He'd just stay right up with us as we were going around and around and around. It was the most wonderful thing. And I tried it once with Charlotte, and we were talking about this. Charlotte and Sage could coexist. They didn't really like each other, but they were okay together most of the time. Once in a while, they got into a little scuffle. But because Charlotte's horrible with other dogs. And anyway, but Charlotte tried it once because she wanted to run around, and she couldn't because her legs are too short.
Right.
So I picked her up and she sat her in my lap while we on the tractor. If we run around one more time. But she couldn't do what Sage could do. But Sage was a great dog. Yeah, Edgar's had some great dogs. And, you know, again, you, I think, identify a person for the company that he or she keeps. And that includes your pets, your animals. You see a lot about a person. Edgar was happy to tell you he didn't like a lot of people, but he liked every dog he ever met. And he had jillions of them over the years. They'd rescue all kinds of dogs. I mean, I think they're down to four now. But they had a lot of dogs over the years. And Sage, though, was the best that I've seen around him. But he's got a dog. It's an Australian sort of a cow dog. Isn't that what they call it? Cow dog.
Oh, my gosh. Anyway. Just escaping.
Maisie.
Exactly.
And Maisie, again, not great with other dogs, but it's been very close to the people that she trusts. And she was very good with me. And yesterday, all of the commotion woke Georgette up. Excuse me, it was the dogs in the house who were going bananas because Edgar was dead. And they knew it. And they were jumping around trying to, you know, I mean, it's just extraordinary what dogs felt. Charlotte, the minute I came back, knew there was something wrong yesterday. I should have had this conversation with Warren earlier. It's really uncanny what we don't know about dogs or our pets, but mostly dogs, because they really do have an extraordinary sense.
Very intuitive.
I mean, you all, exactly. You can all, any of you have had any connection, any sensitivity at all, and have had a dog that was sensitive, you know the dog knew. And the cows knew. The cows understand, not necessarily the humans, but when another cow is down or sick or dead, the cows will circle and not move. They'll circle the sick cow or the dead cow and not move away from the cow until you go in.
Amazing.
And, yeah, it really is. Yeah.
You know, the thing with dogs that I think of is they're angels because basically they come into this life with two objectives, to love and to be loved.
Yep.
That's it.
That's it. It's 100% conditional love. That's what it is. And then, so this dog, Maisie, she came to me and sat down, and I talked to her and petted her, but she kept looking because she couldn't find it. She would be with Edgar in his truck all day, every day, like Charlotte's with me in my truck all day, every day. And she knew, you know. Mm. And the dogs weren't around when the people from the medical examiner's office came. And that's another thing. Oh, my God, it is something.
Well, medical examiner, no, you had to call a mortician.
No, because Edgar didn't have a doctor. The state medical exam had to come in, do an autopsy, make sure there was no foul play.
Because he didn't have a doctor.
Because he didn't have a doctor. And I sort of equated it with Tony. Tony had a hospice. Hospice is legit, so they sign off on everything. And 40 minutes after Tony was dead, we had sat with her and, you know, the woman from hospice wrapped her up and covered her up, and I uncovered her face so that we could just look and talk to her for a little bit. The guys from hospice came in, wrapped her up in her sheet that she was in, put her on the gurney, out to the van.
Yep.
See you later. Guys from the state came in, put Edgar in a bag, and Georgette was horrified.
Mm-hmm.
And I could tell it. She wouldn't say anything. But I wanted to take her away, and she didn't want to go.
Yeah.
She wanted to be there. And
I did not realize when my dad died, I showed up and I didn't see an ambulance there. So I'm like, oh, they must have come and gone already. I guess my dad is gone. And you go in and the cops are like, no, he's in his office still. And I'm like, why is he still here? And they're like, you have to call and make arrangements. Like, you're kidding me. Wow. I didn't know. I had no idea.
Yeah, if we had had somebody like Dr. David Moore, who lives across the street that has been friends with Edgar, he would have signed off on it. But then you got to do something with the body. What we wanted to do is sneak the body away and bury it over
on the farm.
On the farm,
right?
That's what he would have wanted more than anything else. He would have wanted that.
Yep.
But we couldn't do it because we'd already involved
the police.
The police,
right?
So that's why it went the way that it went. But it just is amazing.
So let me ask you
dance,
this:
the dance that you have to dance to,
knowing Edgar and Georgette. The way they are, like, anti-establishment, totally anti-establishment. What was it about the situation that made her pick up the phone and dial 911? She probably knew he was gone.
But she couldn't bring herself to admit that he was gone.
Yeah.
I think that was the morning. She couldn't get to me because I was on the air. She couldn't reach me because I don't answer the phone most of the time.
Was she trying to call you?
Yeah, she was trying to get me. But then she called 911, and the police came down and got me then. The fellow happens to be a neighbor, the police officer I know, and he knew Edgar well. And Charlotte started to bark. Michael heard Charlotte start to bark. It was about maybe quarter of six. And I'm thinking, somebody comes in the house oftentimes at that hour. To get water or to go to the bathroom or whatever, so I don't pay much attention. And usually Charlotte barks a little and then she stops, but she kept at it because a policeman came into the house and came here. He'd been in the house before. And I looked at his face and it was ashen because he lives right up the street. And he knew, as I said, he knew Edgar Not well, but he certainly, everybody knew Edgar. Everybody knew who he was.
His truck.
The truck, all of that. So he comes down the hall, and Charlotte's down, and I said, he said, Edgar's passed. And I looked at him, and I said, Edgar's passed.
What? Passed
gas, right. Passed. What are you telling me? And then I looked at him, and he said it, no, he's gone. And I remember yelling. And Michael would remember better.
Yeah.
I came in here and I said, Edgar's dead, and I got to go. And that's all I said to Michael.
Yeah.
And he said, oh, my God, sort of, because he knew
yep.
what the Edgar story was. But we went. I
Michael,
went up to the
board up here.
Michael,
early 40, morning,
yeah, he's on earlier before Richie's there. He just, I walk in, and it isn't something that you wish to have anybody else experience, but probably you need to. Because you need to kind of know what people are going to face when you are the person who's...
I never knew that it was the family's responsibility to have the body taken away.
Yeah.
So if I can say that right now, and you're prepared for that when you have to go through it...
I wouldn't have called anybody.
I didn't know.
I wouldn't have called anybody.
But you just don't know when you're in that moment, you know, and especially if it's the first time you've experienced it.
Well, you know, I was proud of myself because I called two funeral homes and got competing prices.
Yeah.
You were so funny.
Well, that's what I did yesterday.
You are mad at me.
After Georgette and I said, okay, don't worry, I'm going to take care of all this stuff because she isn't capable of taking care of anything. So I said, all right, I'm going to do what needs to be done. So I got on the phone. All we wanted is to have his body cremated. That's it. End of story.
Right.
Nothing.
Right.
Nothing. Nothing.
And of course, you got to go through all the.
So I called one. I looked. We went online. Meredith and I. She had her iPhone. I mean, her iPad. So we went online and found a place. And I looked at the price. And okay. So then I decided I'd call a couple of other places, and I did. The prices went from $1,300 to $3,400 for the same thing.
Right.
And we're talking about nothing. Burn his body and put it in a box.
In a box.
That's it.
Yep. But they try to upsell you anyway.
Oh, my God.
To be in a coffin.
Oh, yeah.
Burn his body
and put it
in what kind of box?
Rosewood
box? Put it in the oven.
Would you like a ceramic porcelain box?
Yeah, it's just, it is nuts. What people and how these people sucker you in because you're so vulnerable.
You know,
well, it's a business, and I'm selling something.
I will say we were so lucky because we called one of the funeral homes that around here has been here for 100 years in this area, and they were wonderful. They were they were so great, and I just thank God that we were able to connect with a business like that at a time.
I've always
like that.
Gone. My mother and father both went through the same home. And other people that I have known.
That's another thing. If you have parents that are that age, like, you know, me, I'm in my 40s, and my parents, you know, were pushing 70, and, you know, familiarize yourself with the process.
Yes.
You know, you don't want to have to think about it, and you don't want to have to practice it.
Well, that's what the guy said to me when I called him, Richie, is he already dead? Like, you know, like, because they get calls from people, okay, I anticipate.
Okay.
When my mother was dying. And my father, too. I remember when I went to see the guy.
Right.
I knew he was going to be dead in a couple of days. So, okay, why wait? Here's what we're going to do.
Right.
And in that way.
And that's smart.
You're
that's
probably
smart,
not going to pay as much money either if you kind of get them on notice. Anyway, happy 4th of July, everybody.
Really, book in advance.
Book in advance. 10 before the hour.
Today, my journey to help save people money on car insurance brings me to a shopping mall. Of course. When it comes to shopping for car insurance, most people go to GEICO. I mean, with all the discounts they offer, why would you shop anywhere else? There are discounts for complete and defensive driving courses, multi-policy discounts, and discounts for being accident-free. You know, this mall is a real maze. I think I passed that candle store about 5 times.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
It's time for 4th of July travel. So right now at Sears Auto Center, save $35 on our road trip ready package that includes an alignment, conventional oil change, tire rotation, and air filter. And save on all tires, including a buy three, get one free deal on qualifying Goodyear tires. Stop by Sears Auto Center or visit SearsAuto.com for more offers and coupons. This is the way to roll into summer. This is Sears Auto Center. Most vehicles package regularly $137.97. Free tire of equal or lesser value, N77. Shop fees and exclusions apply. See store for details.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Alli-Van has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Alli-C or Alli-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Neil Diamond's music from the movie The Jazz Singer, number one movie during this week in 1980. Coming to America would be a good movie to get on a DVD and show if you wanted to have something cool for 4th of July. Wouldn't it be, Chucker? Coming to America, isn't that a good sort of patriotic or interesting story movie?
It's pretty decent.
Pretty decent. The
The ultimate 4th of July movie, of course, is Independence Day.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right. Number one movie this week in 1996. And you keep saying they're going to, as you put it, reboot the franchise. So how are they doing that?
Well, there was talk about 6 months ago that Will Smith was, they were going to do two sequels back-to-back, but nothing really has materialized. I don't know if it's ever going to happen. 16 years ago... How do you bring back the, there was somewhere they bring back Will Smith as a president. I think that's a decent idea. Do you bring back Jeff Goldblum or Bill Pullman? 16 years ago is a long time.
Yeah, you do.
But considering how many movies they've sequelized and rebooted, Independence Day sequel certainly would have a big interest, and I think it would do financially very well.
Right. It makes nothing but sense.
Can they come up with the right script to make it viable?
Movie news coming up. Chuck Curry is our movie man here on Good Day.
Today's Gold Bond rescue mission, itching for a birdie.
I'm on the 10th green with Sam.
Hey.
And right now, he's sweating a tricky downhill putt from 9 feet out.
That's tricky because I'm all sticky and itchy.
That's why I'm giving Sam the powder with the power, Gold Bond Body Powder. The encapsulated menthol protects skin, absorbs moisture, and relieves itching.
Now if I miss, it's all on me.
Relax. Gold Bond keeps you cool under pressure.
Thanks, Jimmy.
Thank Gold Bond. It's the worst.
Old Navy Funovations Inc. presents a summer sale like none other. All new summer styles at clearance prices. Sung by megastar Jordan Knight.
Fresh summer styles, super small prices.
Deals like new shorts, $12 for adults, $7 for kids, and famous graphic tees, just $5 for the whole family.
You're such a great shopper, girl.
Get all new styles at clearance prices. Now through Sunday.
See you at Old Navy. Come all.
Select styles only in store on the belt. Same for a week.
Hey, man, am I supposed to say something after that, Richie?
Yeah. You can do it tomorrow if you like. Unless you want to dig around for it.
Brought to you by Old Navy, the program brought to you in part by Old Navy. This summer you can RSVP to everything. Come fun! Come all! Speaking of fun, Trucker's got some interesting movie news stories. There's some movies open on, like, Christmas Day, no matter what day of the week it is, you get openings. Is that the same for the 4th of July?
Somewhat. Sony's Amazing Spider-Man opened yesterday, which gets the prime slot for 4th of July week, which almost is a no-brainer that's going to make a boatload of money. And then Oliver Stone's new movie, Savages, I believe, opens tomorrow alongside Katy Perry's new 3D concert film. Some bit of movie news, Doug. New writers have been commissioned to come up with a script for a Ghostbusters 3, even though Bill Murray has not committed to doing the project. Dan Aykroyd, of course, is gung-ho, but Universal's not going to go ahead unless Bill Murray...
How do those two get along, Aykroyd and Murray? How do they get along, those two?
I guess they get along okay, but Bill Murray's, you know, an interesting character.
Very quirky.
He currently... Well, Bill Murray, in the last 10 years, his career has really been art house films. He's done six of the seven films Wes Anderson has directed, including this new movie, Moonrise Kingdom. Bill Murray.
He's done well with it.
Role.
They've all been acclaimed
well.
Movies.
He's a good actor, but a lot of, let's be honest, a lot of Bill Murray's hardcore bass fans really would like to see him do, if they do it, a ghost. You know, to do a new Ghostbusters movie without Bill Murray is, not really worth doing. And one other bit of news, Back to the Future was released 27 years ago yesterday.
Ouch.
You know, again, we talk about all these movies that are sequelized and rebooted. For the life of me, I can't understand why Universal has not rebooted this franchise, because it certainly has a lot of possibilities in terms of storytelling, but for whatever reason, it has never materialized.
All right. So I was noticing, looking at some of the things that are going on, the Wahlberg story with Ted. Expect that to do well?
It's done very well. You know, I'll tell you one quick story.
Yeah.
I read a lot of reports that, it's a hard R-rated movie, but a lot of theater owners are reporting that parents are bringing, the 6-, 7-year and 8-year-olds to go see it.
I heard the same thing from somebody who took their kid to see it.
Because the bear is cute, in the commercials.
Unbelievable.
They don't realize.
Duh. Check those ratings.
Did you see the one scene where the bear is making out with the hot chick?
Yeah, or what about the one where he's got drugs? Come on, please.
Can we talk about Jamie Foxx playing the president in the movie White House Down?
Yeah, I brought that up. Channing Tatum's going to star as a Secret Service agent.
Yeah.
It's sort of like Die Hard meets Air Force One.
Is there anything that Channing Tatum isn't in?
It's all gold right now.
He, believe it or not, he's probably become the...
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.